Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610.
Texans debuted Building the Texans, the web series, courtesy of the website, at noon today. There's a clip that they put out previewing the video, and the video was actually 8 minutes. It was just a little bit of behind the scenes between Nick Caserio and David Culley. It was really nothing that we hadn't seen. It wasn't really that exclusive. It was a lot of clips, little Vandy voiceover. But the hype video that they sent out had me wondering what I've been listening to the
whole
time.
We talked about this before the show.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Because I've heard show talk about the Texans hiring of David Culley, and I never really heard him really, really endorse it. Here's what it sounded like, the clip. And I was just like, what is show?
Did we miss that show?
We've got a head coach and a general manager opening here.
I think this is a great hire by the Houston Texans.
Texans expected to hire David Culley.
He deserves it.
What?
Sports Radio 610. Run in.
I demand an apology.
Really?
I demand. You gotta be kidding me. I have sat here, and I've said this.
I think maybe you were talking about Bienemy.
Bienemy, Deshaun deserves to have conversations. Anything but that. I have repeatedly said the Houston Texans, if they did power rankings, have the 32nd ranked coach in the NFL. I have never endorsed David Culley. Ever.
Man.
Ever. And they just piped that. He deserves that. Who the hell said that?
Oh, I did.
Who the hell said that?
Dude, before the show, we were talking about, obviously we're talking about this, and Landry said, I don't think, did show say that? I said, I never have heard him say that.
About, he about deserves it. Stop playing it, Biggie. I mean, you got to be, how does that, I have never had that. I felt naked when I first
violated.
Heard him. I did.
You're
I've never
violated.
Had that happen to me. This is what athletes feel like when media members take their words out of context. I don't even know what the hell I was talking about, but I can assure you I did not say David Culley.
Landry deserves it. I sat through a year where
David Culley coached the receivers at Kansas City and they never caught a touchdown pass. I did not say that man deserves
Landry it. Landry has a great memory, and he seems to think that you were talking about Easterby.
Bienemy.
I mean, Bienemy.
I don't think Easterby deserves it either.
My bad.
I mean, it even could have been like a dismissive, like even best case scenario. Look, he's been around for a long time. He deserves it. Like I don't know. I don't even think you would say that.
No, I didn't. No, that didn't come out. I've been befuddled by the hire since it happened. I don't understand it. So
I got a feeling he's going to touch on this.
They got your boy. We'll be talking about that at 2 o'clock.
2 p.m.
He deserves it. Stop playing it, Figgy.
another run-in here on Sports Radio 610. J.J. Watt, $23 million. He deserves it as well. Here's Steve Keim talking about the process of getting J.J. to go west.
Anytime you recruit a guy like J.J. Watt, at least of that stature, to me, you want to do as much as you can. And to be able to have intimate knowledge of guys who were their teammates is huge for me. To be able to lean on guys like DeAndre Hopkins, it's really helpful to the process. But, you know, when you pull in other people, it's fun, too, because we all know that everybody loves the celebrity world. And to have guys like Frank and obviously Blake Shelton as a friend, those guys can help, too.
All right, we're going to keep show around here on Sports Radio 610. I'm going to throw some topics at Ron the Show Hughley, and I'm going to hear what he has to say.
Okay.
What do you think about that Whitney Merciless contract extension that they handed out last year?
He deserves it.
Okay, that's an interesting take. What about Randall Cobb? $10 million guaranteed this year? What do you think about the Randall Cobb contract?
He deserves it.
Jeez, getting crazy.
Do you think Jack Easterby should just go ahead and be a part owner of the team?
He deserves it.
Okay, what about Eric Murray? I would like to see Eric Murray out of here. Show, what do you think?
He deserves it.
Good. Gosh, man. What about the Astros' punishment last year? A.J. Hinch getting fired and Jeff Luhnow getting fired.
He deserves it.
Good God,
show,
man.
Show is ruthless.
Jeez.
Show's got... Man.
What about the Texans leaking that information about Deshaun Watson?
He deserves it.
What about trading DeAndre Hopkins?
He deserves it.
Show's on one, man. Show is on one. Show and Smitty coming up at 2 o'clock. Blake
Shelton. I hope he forgot. Let's be serious for a second. I hope Show forgot that he actually did. I don't think he did. I am
he's pretty adamant.
99.9% sure, just based on listening to their show and knowing that Show, Ron, is not a big David Culley fan. I'm 99.9% sure. He's 100% sure that he never said that. That's a bad. I mean, what are they doing?
He deserves.
Honestly, that was the one time where my voice wasn't used on a promo, and I was grateful. Because usually
we got promos coming on, dude, and Landry, like, here's me and Seth and Sean. You're like, where's my voice?
Dude, I'll have got the best takes around here, and I'll be. I mean, Squirrel find more nuts than I do get on promos. Sometimes it bothers me. The worst was when they'll play it for me, and it'll be like, hey, check this out. Check out what I just worked on. And it'll be literally every voice at the stage except mine. And I'm like, oh, that's a good one, boss. You guys are making fun of me walking out of the office. But this was one time where every show was represented except ours, and I was okay with it.
Yes, you should be.
They probably couldn't find nothing.
I was all right with it.
We should get a Landry drop on what Landry would have said if he was on the promo. Cully D's nuts. That's what he would say.
Blake Shelton and DeAndre Hopkins combining forces. What do you think of that duo right there? Is that an odd couple?
B-listers. And I know, here come the country and western fans. Here comes all the people with Blake Shelton. He's a legend.
Here's a little taste of what DeAndre Hopkins combined forces with. To recruit J.J. Watt.
I'm not afraid, to be myself and to say what I'm thinking. I'm not afraid to make an ass of myself, you know what I mean? I feel like if I'm a country artist, my job is to lay my heart and soul on the line, and my heart and soul is, being a redneck and drinking and being stupid, That's what I do.
Do you think you're ever going to get serious and, say, political? Are you ever going to back a political candidate?
I don't think I'm ever going to get serious. I'm never going to be political or anything that's going to get me in more trouble than being wasted all the time already gets me in.
You're not getting sick of tweeting, I am so drunk right now?
You know what? Look at me. You look at me. I drink alcohol, and I always will until I die. And I don't care if you like it or not.
Man, that's so cool.
He's the guy, he's the frat guy
that talks loud in class before.
Oh, so wasted last night. He at the party, though, he grabs the beer and he sticks his elbow way out. You've seen that frat guy and drinks his beer with his elbow way out, like the show that he's drinking.
That's wrong frat etiquette right there, though.
Why?
You're supposed to hold, and I actually think this is a good lesson from some of the frat stuff. Hold it in your left hand. So you
I usually
can shake
do.
Hands, so you can shake hands.
I usually just out of habit. Maybe that's why. Yeah, I usually do.
There's always the dude that's bragging. Yeah, Blake Shelton's that guy.
Yeah.
Lives a good life, though. Very famous.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen Stefani.
Look, I don't want to.
Him and Gwen Stefani is weird, though.
A weird couple, right?
Well, I mean, she started out with, like, No Doubt, and it was just a little bit different.
She called him dumb the other day.
I mean, does he disagree
Look,
with
I
that?
Respect his work, and he's really, really good. I think people throw the word legend around a little bit.
They call him a legend?
Yeah.
Yeah. The word legend is used very, very loosely.
Yeah,
Joe Douglas says he'll answer calls if people are interested in Sam Darnold. I think that's the right answer. The Bills submitted a rule, and this would have impacted the Houston Texans going around the league here on Sports Radio 610. They submitted a rule change proposal that would bar interviews for front office and coaching positions until after the conference title games, and you can't hire until after the Super Bowl. This just seems like it makes too much sense. I don't know what the hurry is. I don't know if it's just to fill the time between the Super Bowl, the 2 weeks between the conference championship or not.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I think this is the right way to go because Super Bowl teams aren't going to be hiring coaches or whatever. And if someone needs to interview, you can wait a week. But that big-ass gap between the end of the NFL regular season and the Super Bowl, it just seems like an issue for a lot of teams, and it impacts teams negatively in many ways. First of all, some would say that it's not fair to the candidates that are coordinators on good teams. Second of all, it can be a distraction for those teams with the coach having to do that. It can distract the coach from doing the job that put him in position to get that.
Mm-hmm.
This just seems to be a rule that would make a lot of sense. Wait till after the Super Bowl, then you can hire guys, interview guys later on. I like this proposal by the Buffalo Bills.
I like it, but let's be very clear. It's like one of those click-through agreements that you have on the internet. They're not worth. I mean, they will never hold up in a court of law. You know, click, you know, check the boxes, check, 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 okay, agree. Nobody ever reads that. This is going to be on the books probably, but it's still not going to matter. I mean, everything that happened this season is going to happen next season with or without that thing. People in, like, a team like the Texans that fire their coach after week four, you're telling me they're going to wait till after the conference championship games? No, they won't.
I mean, there's going to be tampering.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just let it go. That's what I mean. Yeah,
yeah, just let tampering go. They're going to let it go in less than 2 weeks when free agency begins anyway, so just get it done. That's around the NFL here on Sports Radio 610. Tom Brady, by the way, had a knee surgery. Minor, they say, but I just don't see how there can be a minor surgery when you're in your 40s. Tomorrow is going to be J.J. Watt Farewell Friday. J.J.'s off to Arizona, but the spirit lives on here in Houston. And as part of the grieving process, we're going to give some stuff away. Not one, not two, but three J.J. Watt autographed footballs. One per show. During our show, you got to be listening between 11:45 and noon. That's during the hits. We're going to give you a JJ code word. Then an hour later, 12:45 and 1, right before around the NFL, listen for the cue to call. Be the lucky fifth caller. And we're going to give you a JJ Watt signed football, courtesy of your friends right here at Sports Radio 610. Coming up, the clock is ticking on the Texans and Deshaun Watson as the standoff continues. Is the time now? And could there be teams that we're not mentioning that should be mentioned when it comes to acquiring number four? That's next.
He deserves it.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we got to retract something here.
Man.
And I got to tell you,
man,
when it comes to the RC, this might be the biggest RC ever.
Is there anybody who did not think that was show?
Apparently, this clip right here that we just played from who we thought was Ron the Show Hughley. It's not Ron the Show Hughley. Figgy, play the clip real quick for the people. This was on the Texans
building
the Texans promo. Got to clean this up.
We've got a head coach and a general manager opening here.
I think this is a great hire by the Houston Texans.
Texans expected to hire David Culley.
He deserves it.
All right. So you heard it right there. Ron the Show Hughley tweeted that he was going to start his show talking about this because he felt dirty. Came in here and even joked about it with us.
He thought it was himself.
It's Keyshawn Johnson, apparently.
Race car!
Ron Hughley race carded himself right there.
Yeah.
Hit it again, Figgy.
Race car!
It does sound like him, though.
It sounds exactly like him.
You hit it too, Figgy. This is black on black crime I'm mentioning.
Race car!
I mean, come on.
Oh, don't act like you knew all along.
Come on, man.
Don't act like you knew all along.
Y'all drag me down.
Another one for
me. Y'all drag me down, y'all's ignorance.
Oh, yeah. I wish we would have recorded the pre-show.
And now all of a sudden we got Ron saying this and Figgy and all this, and I just have to join in here. Good Lord, guys. Sorry to the Texans for that, okay? It was not Ron the Show Hughley. He did not say that. It was Keyshawn Johnson. I feel so dirty around you.
I'm looking for the actual Keyshawn clip, and I can't find it. Like, to get the whole context.
Play that one more time. Do they really sound alike, Keyshawn and
Hire David Culley.
He deserves it.
Play it again.
David Culley.
He deserves it.
Dude, that's uncanny. That is uncanny how much he sounds
like.
No,
it's obvious.
He deserves it.
And I have to give credit to Landry.
Wait, play it again. Play side by side again.
He deserves it.
And I have to give credit to Landry.
Dude.
All right. It was Keyshawn. Just so y'all know, it was Keyshawn. My apologies. Sincere apologies on behalf of my coworkers.
I would know my voice.
What was that, Sean Pendergast at the front, or was that Dan Orlovsky? Play the beginning of that promo, because maybe I'm making a mistake, because I thought that was Sean Pendergast. Hold on.
We've got a head coach and a general manager opening here.
Now I know. That's Skip
I think
Bayless.
That was Rich Eisen.
No, that's Skip Bayless.
No, that was Rich Eisen. Play that again.
We've got a head coach and a general manager opening here.
Oh, that's Mike Greenberg.
This is a great hire.
That's Mike Greenberg.
No. Play it one more time. I think I got to figure it out. Hold on.
We've got a head coach and a general manager opening here.
Mina Kimes.
Okay. There you go.
Right?
Ding, ding.
Right?
All right. That was Mina Kimes. There we go. 713-572-4610. Not Ron the Show Hughley. That was Keyshawn Johnson.
Yes.
Keyshawn Johnson had that to say. I want to take a peek at that. But, yes, apologies.
I'm looking.
Serious apologies to the Houston Texans. I'm sorry about
it. I still don't believe it. I got to see Keyshawn.
I'm looking for it.
Man.
I'm looking for it.
I apologize for Figgy and Ron's ignorance, okay? Mm-hmm. I really apologize. I feel like I'm watching Samuel L. Jackson on Django.
So
right
now you're blaming show?
Race car!
Is there a better source than show saying that he thought that was his voice?
No, there's not. I think I would know my own voice. We all would.
Well, apparently not. Keyshawn Johnson. Man. Shout out to the Houston Texans. Shout out to all our people over there. As the standoff continues and the building of the Texans continues, let's go to Bobby real quick. Bobby, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, a big fan of the show. I want to talk about this Deshaun situation. You know, the Texans just need to stop playing, you know, games and saying we're not going to trade him. I mean, he's not going to play for us. And, you know, each day that they're not trading him, his value's decreased and teams are seeing, you know, he's not as big of a team player as he may seem. If I'm Nick Caserio right now, if the Dolphins call my phone, and they offer Tua and at least one first rounder, I'm taking that immediately.
Tua and one first rounder?
Yeah, Tua Tagovailoa is a generational talent, okay, and he's on a rookie contract. I think people are completely underestimating. I think if they offer that, you take that in a heartbeat.
Okay.
What do you think?
I mean, I wouldn't mind taking
first round pick.
But if you're getting one first round pick and a guy that they already want to move on from in 1 year, and a guy who his own teammates are saying that the quarterback out of Alabama this year is better. It seems like if you're going to make the trade with the Dolphins, it seems like if Nick Caserio gets, let me just put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who has covered some bad moves with the Houston Texans, if the Texans only got Tua and one first round pick, there would be some hell to pay from Texans
right.
fans.
And he can certainly have that opinion and think that Tua is a generational
talent. Any opinion you want.
Yeah, that's
brother.
Fine. All I'm saying is the market is saying you can get a lot more.
Yeah, I think you would have to. I mean, I'm not opposed to kicking the tires on Tua if you make a deal
no,
with the
you can love
Dolphins,
Tua. There's no question.
But I mean, to me, I think you got to get a little bit more than that. I think you're talking
right.
multiple firsts and multiple draft picks
right.
If you do that. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Text line not to fond of the generational talent comment with Tua, especially when you're trading Deshaun Watson.
Exactly. That's a generational talent.
Yeah, that's a generational guy. I think Carolina right now still is the leader in the clubhouse. You still think the Jets are in the game? I think the Jets are eventually going to be out of the game. If I had to ask John Lopez to predict, call your shot,
mm-hmm.
who would be your leader in the clubhouse right now? When it comes to acquiring Deshaun, keep in mind there are 8 weeks until the NFL draft right now, 56
Miami.
Days. You got Miami?
Put me down for Miami.
I think that's where he wants to go.
That's where he wants to go. They have a lot of draft picks, and they got a quarterback that the Texans can take.
And, I mean, it's a double whammy. I think it would be the second double whammy that we've seen in the last couple years since Easterby got here, because you look at the Arizona Cardinals getting DeAndre Hopkins and then getting J.J. Watt. That's somewhat of a double whammy.
Yes, but I think Miami has – a lot of boxes that it'll check.
But also, I also think their double whammy is that
right.
they part of the reason that they would be able to put together an appealing package to the Texans is because they have that first and second round pick
and
from
the Tunsil
trade.
They're also a winning team. But I'll tell you what, Carolina might be right behind them.
Just the fact that Miami was able to get that extra first. How ironic is that one of the worst trades in the last couple of years, the Tunsil trade, is now all of a sudden putting Miami in position to where you, who cover this team, and
you helped
people,
Miami get Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I mean that's about as bad as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as bad as it gets. 713-572-4610 to get in. Steve, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
How you doing, Landry?
What's up, man?
Man, I think that me personally, I think that Miami is the case. I think that they need to trade them to Miami, and with that third pick, go Jamar Chase, because you do need another weapon outside Brandon Cooks. And with that 23rd pick, maybe go pick up Etienne from Clemson.
Okay, I see.
And in the second round, maybe we can go start working on that defense that need a little help, because the defense is so behind on the offense. So let's just work on probably the easy thing to do right now is work on that offense.
Let me tell you something.
I like
all those players a lot. I like Jamar Chase a lot.
I just don't know if a receiver is what you want to start your process on, the building.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Landry. One of the things that I hate.
He's a stud, though.
I hate that teams do this with a passion. It makes my skin crawl when they say, oh, well, we just draft the best player available, because it's always – they always leave off the back end of that sentence. The best player available for the positions we need.
Yeah.
But the Texans truly are. They might be they might be in the situation where truly just pick the best player available, because you need everything.
Might need a corner. Might even want to start early.
Linebacker,
with
end, tackle.
Sertan, you got the Ohio
receiver,
State linebacker, the Penn
State offensive
linebacker.
Line,
guys.
Running back,
whatever.
Quarterback.
I like second
they might
round
be the,
backs.
They are the exception to the rule. Usually they just say that just so they sound important and they sound like they're really doing their due diligence and they don't necessarily need that. Texans need everything. Player available.
If you do get those Dolphins first three picks, and I'm going to assume that you would get that at least and more from them, you might want to go defense. As far as receiver goes, I like Chase, But I think Waddle's going to be the steal. Houston's own. I think Jalen Waddle's going to be the steal. I think he's better than Smith. I really do. Look, that's not to knock Smith. Smith's just a little bit smaller, and he's a little bit slower. Waddle is the absolute stud. I think we kind of forget, because I don't know how far he's going to fall, but Waddle, and this could be where both of them go in the top 10, but Waddle, I love David Pollack. I think he's a very, very good analyst with college football. When Waddle got hurt this year, before Smith really just broke out,
better.
He said they were done.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a silly take, and I'm not saying this to make fun of David Pollack. All I'm saying is, one of the guys that follows college football more than anybody, straight up said that they were done when Waddle went down, which is silly, but it also shows how good that guy was.
I still think Chase is going to be the first receiver taken.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
No, for sure. But I think between Smith and Waddle, if Waddle goes in that 15 range, I think someone's going to get a steal.
Yeah.
Waddle's a badass,
yeah,
especially assuming he comes back. 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, we're going to put a bow on the show. We're going to hear from Jack Easterby. We're also going to hear from the shot caller for the New York Jets. Keep it locked. In the Loop continues next.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Joe Douglas, GM of the Jets, got a lot of decisions to make. Number two pick in the upcoming draft. Four pro days to attend this week. No combine, so those pro days when you're evaluating the quarterbacks that are going to be up for grabs. A lot of pressure, a lot of cap space, and you're in New York, so there's already natural pressure. Plus, Deshaun Watson's on the market. Joe Douglas met with the media yesterday, and he addressed every step in the process for the Jets, who many feel would offer the most appealing assets for the Texans, including John McClain. This is what Joe Douglas had to say yesterday, starting with his current starting quarterback, Sam Darnold, and his future with the team.
Joe, when making a decision on Sam Darnold going forward being your quarterback, how much do you balance his performance over the last 3 years with the fact that he lacked a strong supporting cast?
I would say with Sam, you know, our stance on Sam hasn't changed. And, you know, we have no doubt that Sam is going to achieve, you know, his outstanding potential. Obviously we're in the process of gaining as much information as we can, leading up through free agency and the draft, but our stance on Sam has not changed.
Joe, you said that your stance on Sam hasn't changed, but I wanted to go back to October of 2019. At the trade deadline, you said the only untouchable player on the roster is a franchise quarterback, and you said you thought Sam was a franchise quarterback. There was a report a few weeks ago from Adam Schefter that you are listening to offers for Sam. You're taking those calls. Has your stance on that changed? Are you willing to listen to offers from teams on Sam?
I will answer the call, you know, if it's made. Sam's, we think, a dynamic player in this league. But, you know, if calls are made, I will answer them.
So obviously, while you're saying a lot of nice things about him, you're still remaining non-committal to him as your starter for the season. What will go into that decision and, you know, and including evaluating the draft quarterbacks? And also, what kind of timeline are you on with that decision?
Our timeline right now is gathering as much information as we possibly can, not only in free agency, but in this year's draft class. So we feel like we're really in no hard timeline to make a decision. But when we do make a decision, we're going to do it after gathering as much good information as we possibly can.
What stands out to you in this year's draft from what you've been able to collect information wise, and how willing are you guys to take a quarterback if that opportunity presents itself?
What are we, a little less than 60 days away from the draft? So, there's a lot of pro days, a lot more information to gather before we even start narrowing into any kind of decision like that. We feel good about the depth of this draft. Again, it's early, a lot of time to go, a lot of workouts to happen, a lot of conversations to have with players and sources. So we feel good about the depth throughout the draft, and we feel good about where we are with draft picks.
Woody Johnson is back in town now.
he has been known to make his opinion known as far as what he'd like to do. Do you have confidence that you are going to have free rein in terms of making decisions, or will there be some cooperation or input from Woody?
It's been great having Woody back. I feel like the communication has been outstanding. The number one thing is that they both want to win.
Guys, I'm curious about the pro days. Robert, is it important to you to be there to see a quarterback, to see everything you can, including his arm, but also just how he interacts? I'm just curious. Some head coaches are at pro days, and obviously some aren't. And Joe, for you, how much in your career have you valued the pro day? And does that change at all, given that some of these guys, you don't have a whole lot to measure from this past year?
I think there's tremendous value, obviously, in being present. And, cause again, it's another piece of information that you can gather when you're trying to make the best decision you can for an organization. Obviously from a coaching staff standpoint, there's a lot of things to do with regards to catching up, with regard to scheme and all that. So there's balance. But, anytime you have an opportunity to gather information, tape in person, whatever it may be, I think all of it holds weight.
The pro day is extremely important. You know, it's just good to stand next to the quarterback to see the spin off his hand, to see the ball jump off his hand, to feel his presence. If you remember last year, we had a combine, but no pro days. This year, we don't have a combine, but we have pro days. So we're going to make the most of it. And I know our guys are excited to get out and start attacking these pro days.
I know that you've kind of mentioned a couple
right here on Sports Radio 610.
The amount of draft picks and the resources that you guys have to build this team's roster. I think you can probably tell where this one's going, but philosophically, smart. Not necessarily talking about any specific player, because I know you can't go into those specifics, but philosophically, like, are you open to dealing a significant number of those picks that you've acquired for a player if that opportunity presented itself, or do you prefer to keep these picks that you've acquired?
What we're positioned to, and obviously we have a lot of different scenarios and a lot of different rabbit holes we can go down. The same thing I said to Rich when he asked about our philosophy. Ultimately, for us to get to where the great teams are, the most consistent teams are, you do that through the draft, and it's the most player friendly, or it's most team friendly market in sports. And so for us to really be that team that's consistently competing for Super Bowls, we have to hit on our draft picks.
I just don't think the Jets are going to take Watson. I just think they're going to fall in love with someone over the course of the next month. Starting next Friday, Trey Lance has his pro day. I think they're going to figure it out. I think if they trade, they could trade for more draft picks. I think that's what the Jets are sitting on right now with that number two pick. They're basically on the clock. Trevor Lawrence is going to Jacksonville. Jets are evaluating QBs. They got all these assets. That's how I feel. You still think they're in it, though?
Oh, I definitely think they're in it. He kept qualifying everything he said. Like, he qualified how much he thought, how highly he thought of Sam Darnold. Yeah, I think he's going to be, he's got a chance to reach some high levels here.
He's a nice guy.
Got a great personality, but we're taking calls. And then he qualified the whole thing about the picks, and they were obviously referencing Deshaun Watson, and said, you know, you build through the draft. Every general manager says that. Every general manager also makes trades. So, yeah, you build through the draft, but a trade comes along that you love, you make it. So I think the Jets are still in play. Now, Deshaun Watson might veto it because he has the no trade clause, but I think they're still in play.
We got the actual audio of Keyshawn Johnson saying what many really reckless people thought was Ron the Show Hughley, including Ron the Show Hughley.
Yes.
Thought it was his own
voice.
We
all thought, don't you throw everybody else under the bus.
I thought after he confirmed it.
No, you didn't. You were lying through your teeth.
After he confirmed it.
Figgy, you were in the room earlier.
I didn't say it on the air. I didn't say anything.
I didn't say
I saw Ron say that he was going to acknowledge
None
it
of
on
us.
Twitter. He thought he thought that it was him, so then I played along with it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you played along.
Yes.
None of us said anything.
If that man says that's his voice.
Well, that's
I don't have any reason right. not to believe him.
Right. Well, I agree with that. But none of us said anything on the air until we realized that Ron also thought that he didn't know where the context was of that. Well, as it turns out, it wasn't Ron, even though he thought it was him.
It was Keyshawn Johnson, apparently.
Yeah.
On ESPN Radio. Here's the actual clip. We'll have it in a second. Of Keyshawn Johnson saying...
He sounds exactly like Ron Hughley.
Figgy.
I mean, he did.
PRC, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Have you not learned your lesson? Race
car! You are just a horrible human being.
Have you not learned your lesson?
Just the horrible,
I mean, this is just...
Horrible.
This has gone far enough.
You were doing the old hand rub thing that you do. You were so excited.
I want to know the context of what Keyshawn had to say. You've seen it. Do you think Keyshawn, was he banging on the table that David Culley was a good hire?
No. He said that he deserves it because he'd been in the league for so long, but I don't think he was necessarily crazy about the hire. We should hear the audio.
What was he saying?
Just that it wasn't necessarily his preferred.
Let me guess. He said that he'd been there for like 30 years.
Yeah.
Been in the NFL
27,
for
whatever. Years
or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Okay. Something like that.
All right.
Well, Ron thought it was him too. That's what sold
me. Which is an issue on itself.
We talked about it before the show.
Let me just say something.
Okay.
If I would have been the one to assume that was Ron, and then it was Keyshawn or something like that, dude.
You were.
I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
I was not. Check the tape. I was not.
But it's not too bad because we had Sean at the beginning, though. So we assumed that they was using our stuff.
Yeah.
Our host.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't think it would be a random Keyshawn Johnson. He's audio in there.
How did Keyshawn get in there?
How did Sean get in there?
Well, Sean's a badass. Yeah.
Lord, dude.
Yeah. Thought it was Mina Kimes.
Here's the actual... Lord, what's wrong with you? Here's the actual context of the Texans... Building the Texans promo that many people thought it was Ron Hughley. It was actually Keyshawn Johnson.
Took a minute and was like, damn, that's what's up. You know, because he deserves it. He 27 years. Think about it, Zubin.
You earn it.
You earn it. This ain't, oh, well, you know, he climbed the ladder in 5 years. He was really... No. This is 27 years, Jay.
Okay. So that's what Keyshawn was talking about. 27, what does that matter?
He's basically saying he paid his dues. He deserves to finally get a chance. Nothing wrong with that.
But it feels like that was after a yeah, but.
I think the whole context of the interview.
Was that after a yeah, but?
I think that was the yeah, but. I think the context was surprising, but he deserves it.
It's kind of, I mean, but even Keyshawn, and I guess it's good to hear someone say that. Time served doesn't immediately mean that you should be a coach. Like, there's no like formula for it. There's unorthodox formulas. There's a lot of formulas. Like,
just ask Eric Bieniemy.
27 years and all that. Like, that doesn't mean that you deserve it. That, to me, that might almost mean that it's even more so you don't deserve it. Especially if you've never been a coordinator,
right?
Is that fair? I mean,
no, that's fair. It can start to work against you.
I don't know. Like Bruce Arians, to me, that was grinding. How long he had to wait? Dang near 2 decades. But the mystery has been solved. Our apologies on behalf of my coworkers. Apologize for. Look, all you need
is some mushrooms, corn, and some boiling water because you are crawfishing more than anybody I've ever seen.
I'm a good teammate, so I'm gonna fall on the sword here for my teammates.
Throw a couple of new potatoes in there with your take.
Apologize for Figgy,
cold beer,
Ron,
55 gallon trash can with
and Lopez
with a big trash bag in it.
Apologies. What'd you think of the debut of? Building the Texans today. Debuted at noon.
It was a promo. Maybe it'll get deeper, but it was pretty much just a promo of the guys they hired. Building the Texans would infer or imply that you're going to get behind the scenes of what they're doing. Now, no secrets, but some sort of a glimpse behind the scenes.
Were there any surprises in there? Or
no,
any,
it was
like,
all it was all audio, pretty much all audio.
Was there anything like that you didn't see that you would have liked to have seen?
Well, for but for the first go at it, it was just promos.
Like anybody?
That would be Jack Easterby. He was not. He was noticeably absent from that.
Can't even
video.
Put him in the videos.
No, he went in the video.
Plane, man.
No, he was on the plane. I mean, it's on the record. He was on the plane, and they didn't. They didn't put him in the video. I'm telling you, dude.
Or maybe they went back and came back. Maybe he wasn't on that plane.
Anything's possible.
Was he at NRG when the? Surely, right?
No, remember he was on the plane to get Caserio.
Yeah, but did Caserio go back home and then come back?
Maybe. Yeah, that's I'm certainly sure a did. Possibility.
So, did was he at NRG? Do you know
when? When they for Cully and
yeah, because I haven't seen any pictures. I haven't seen anything.
He's there every day.
What if he's just working remote?
No. He's there every day. Jack Easterby is noticeably absent from the public life. And I think it's a shame, to be honest, that the guy that everybody... It's like I said when I first mentioned this video, hashtag building the Texans. When you put that video out there right now and you're going to do a series of behind-the-scenes looks at what they do, you have to be either one of two things. You have to be either tone deaf to what the entire fan base, the entire NFL world is saying and talking about with you, or you have to be defiant. Well, they're not tone deaf. They all know what people are saying, and they all know about whom they're saying it. So they're being a little defiant here. They're not even showing you Jack Easterby. They're saying, we're building the Texans. We're so excited to move forward. And to be fair, they have to be. That's their product.
That's the situation.
Yeah, that's their
the
product.
That's the reality.
It's the reality. It's what they have to sell.
But it is an acknowledgement.
But it's defiance in that they're not even showing you Jack Easterby. Like, he's just an idea out there, you know?
My question would be, did anyone see that video? Because I'm intrigued by this whole thing.
Me too. I want to see the rest.
We will never, ever, 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 ever experience a situation like what we're experiencing right now.
You're 100%.
You've never had a franchise quarterback demand a trade. I'm not saying it's great. I'm just saying it's unique. And that's how I appreciate it. You will never see an organizational structure like this. So I'm appreciating it. I'm actually enjoying watching this.
It's intriguing.
But people who don't have that type of mindset, who don't look at this as like kind of a responsibility to cover it and give people a pulse of what's going on. Like, what do you think Larry and Stafford was saying when he watched that video? And he can say he didn't. I know he made himself watch.
No, he was talking about it on Twitter.
So what do you think he was saying when he watched that video?
Oh, I don't think it was kind.
Did Debbie the Texan retweet it?
I hope not.
Let me see.
Was there glitter and glam on it?
Just check. See if she retweeted this.
Hashtag We Are Texans.
I know she's all in, but I just want to see if she retweeted that video.
Well, here we go.
Surely not.
Debbie the Texan. Picture of her in front of a van on a road trip. And... yes.
What'd she say?
Hold on. Nothing. Just a retweet.
Okay.
I'm disgusted with this old sorry-ass team.
I just wonder if anyone watched that and was like, oh, man, hell yeah.
Now we're getting insight.
All right.
Rock and roll!
Yeah.
The Vandy voiceover work was quality, though.
Really, really good.
It's always good hearing a little Vandy VO. Yeah. Him and John Harris on today at 6. I broke down tight ends yesterday and running backs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Which ones?
2 days ago. David Johnson, Farrell Brown.
Okay. I got nothing but respect for those guys. I couldn't imagine doing that job.
I don't want to.
In this situation?
This is dumb, but you know how I feel about those guys, and I love them, and I always have. And I don't want to say anything about them because I don't want. I don't know, man.
No, this is they're scared. Their job has gotten appreciably more difficult.
Yeah, but I don't.
So that's why I'm saying I got, and they have to do it.
Yeah, but I don't want to. I just want them to.
I want them happy.
I want them happy. Yeah. That's all I wanted. I was so happy for them when O'Brien was gone. They were who I was the happiest for. Love Vandy.
That's a great note to end the show.
It feels good around here.
Feels good.
Damn, it feels good.
What is, have we checked on Andre
they
lately?
Said they're going to text or said they're going to have Melissa on the next video. They might, actually.
Don't sleep on that.
You know what? They might.
Really don't. Yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow. There's some shots fired in the direction of the Texans. I think this is, if Watson's exit is the most significant one in the division, there's another one that's a solid number two. And I think he took a couple shots indirectly at two of the most polarizing members of the organization. We'll hear those shots tomorrow, as well as hearing from a lot of first-year coaches around the NFL. Also, it is a J.J. Watt Farewell Friday, 12:45 and 1. We're going to give away the football signed by J.J. Between 11:45 and 12, we'll give you the code word. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Football Friday and Farewell Friday manana. Love you very much. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. Talk to you tomorrow at 10. But in the meantime, Ron Hughley and Wade Smith in for a honeymooning Clint Sterner. Our next, wait, is it Keyshawn? It's next. Nothing else
can compare. Thank you, Peggy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.